How's everybody doing this afternoon? Good?
Great.
Are you like me and kind of tired of all doing all this stuff just to come to church? Yeah. How about just living life in general? Right now, we're at the point of the fight against the current coronavirus. Kind of reminds me of getting a cold snap or a lot of snow at the end of February. By then, most people are tired of winter and the chore of putting on jackets and hats and gloves and boots just to go out the door. I kind of feel that way about all the stuff we have to do right now just to go out too. Wear a mask. Don't touch anything if you wash your hands right away or use hand sanitizers. Be 6 feet away from everybody. No handshakes or hugs. And you can't see anybody smile. Just like having a long winter, I am ready for this to be done. I have a feeling I'm not alone. I sense that there are many who are just waiting to hear that there is some new treatment or vaccine that allows us to get back to some sort of normalcy. If we likened it to today's gospel, a vaccine would be like the treasure in the field or a pearl of great price, wouldn't it? We would give just about anything to have it. Even though the parables today in today's gospel seem to be kind of straightforward, I think there are some nuances that we need to look at, especially in the parable of the merchant and the pearl. The tidy version of this parable allows us to view the merchant as us, and the pearl of great price is the gospel, or Jesus, or the kingdom of heaven. And this version does have its value. It reminds us that when we find Jesus or the kingdom, that we will do what is needed to have it. One of those "I have seen the light" kind of moments. The short interpretation seems to align well with the short parable. Everything is good, and we move on. There are some things that we need to look at before we can just accept this and move on. Because first, we need to look at the merchant. If we put the merchant into context, we see someone who has made a living from buying and selling goods. In the ancient world in the near Far East, a merchant would have been viewed as someone with some skepticism. Along with tax collectors who took advantage of their position for personal gain, merchants were not the most revered people at their time. And it's actually a clever use of a profession in this parable because it tells the audience that the pearl of great price is not just available for the righteous or the religious, but it's instead available to anyone. This observation should help us to think a little bit more globally about the merchant than just immediately thinking of ourselves. Another thing that we should notice about the merchant is that they were searching for something familiar to them in order to sustain their business. This merchant was looking for fine pearls with the assumption that they would be sold for a profit, but they found something that they were not even looking for in the first place. Instead of finding many fine pearls, they found one pearl of enormous value. They sold everything they had to buy it. The merchant, it seems, did not even know what they were really looking for. And I think this is true for many of us, isn't it? We kind of live day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, without ever questioning if we are searching for the right thing. What this means is that our pearl of great price may be something that we can't even imagine. That is not to say the merchant wasn't looking for something similar to what they ended up finding, so the search itself is important. One of the most overlooked aspects of this parable is the fact that once the merchant acquires pearl of great price, they're no longer a merchant. In order to get the pearl, they sold everything they had to buy it, so they have nothing left to sell. Since they gave up everything to possess a pearl, it is unlikely that they would turn right around and sell it. So the merchant stops searching for other pearls and becomes something completely new. For the merchant, it is all or nothing. That is where many of us fall short. We're all seeking something, whether it's tangible, like a job, a car, a home, or companionship. We also seek things that are intangible, like happiness, love, and fulfillment. The former are easy to identify and to see when they are achieved. The latter are a little bit more elusive. I think that the comparison can be made that the tangible list is like the merchant's many pearls, and that the pearl of great price is like the intangible list. And just like the merchant, we are searching for the tangible, and sometimes we find the intangible. But unlike the merchant, so often we fail to give up who we are or what we are to attain it. We hold on to our pride, our jealousy, our anger, and we fail to possess love, happiness, and fulfillment. The pearl is an all or nothing proposal, and like the merchant, we need to be ready to give up who we are in order to attain it. The following comes from a book study that I'm doing right now, a small group. This is the author is Rachel Ann Ridge. I think this is really appropriate for today's gospel. She says, "What would happen if we stopped fearing having a dysfunctional family and simply focused on having an excellent family life? If we stopped wishing we'd had a decent role model and just become one ourselves? Imagine if we quit worrying about losing weight and focused instead on being in excellent health We choose foods and make lifestyle choices that would energize us so we could rock our worlds. What if, rather than bemoaning the lack of deep friendships in our lives, we worked at being excellent friends to others? Rather than letting ourselves be convinced that we are not smart enough for that job promotion or that degree, what if we became focused on gaining the skills and knowledge to make that happen? Rather than wishing that we were born with our artistic genes, what if we picked up a paintbrush or camera and found the creative skills can be learned? Maybe we'd never be a Picasso or Ansel Adams, but it doesn't matter. We can achieve far more by doing than simply watching. Doing makes you try harder, reach further, and achieve more than you thought you could. So where does this put us? When we think of this parable of the person who was in the wrong profession, searching for the wrong thing, and stops being a merchant once the pearl is found, I think it puts us right where we're supposed to be. The gospel today does not say that the kingdom is like a pearl of great price. It says that the kingdom is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. The kingdom is not the pearl, it's the search. It should remind us to never stop searching. So go find your pearl.